刚刚我们念的圣经是什么意思？你们懂不懂？
Do you understand why we read that particular passage?
里面很多什么样的话呀？
What kind of words were in there?
问安。
Greetings.
所以教牧师至此来向你们问安。
So Pastor Chu here brings greetings to you.
但更重要的，在里面有一句话常常出现。
But more importantly, one statement came up again and again.
就是在基督里，在主里。
And that is in Christ, in the Lord.
是吧？什么人在比什么人先在主里
？And then some are earlier with Christ.
大家对于这句话觉得是不是很奇怪呀
？Do you feel this is a strange saying?
当我刚信主的时候
，When I first believed in the Lord,
我就常听见基督徒讲啊，在基督耶稣里问安。
I hear Christians saying, "I greet you in Christ Jesus."
觉得很奇怪的话。
I feel these are strange sayings.
别的地方从来没有用过这样的话，对不对
？You've never heard such greetings elsewhere.
怎么一个人在另外一个人里头呢
？How can someone be in someone else?
除了 baby 在妈妈肚子里
，perhaps only true for babies.
不可能，我们已经长大的人在另外人里头。
How can we a grown up be in someone else?
我们看见别的地方从来没有用这样的话。
You've never seen such sayings elsewhere.
有没有听说啊？孔子的门徒叫做孔夫子里啊
？Have you ever heard disciples of Confucius in Confucius?
一个老师是不是学生说在老师里啊
？Can a student say I greet you in teacher?
任何地方都没有，只有圣经讲到基督徒是在基督耶稣里。
Only in Scripture do you find Christians saying we are in Christ.
你看看见。圣经的话非常的奇妙。
So you see the sayings in the scriptures are wonderful.
我最初对于这个不了解。
In the beginning, I did not understand.
我后来慢慢就接受了。
Slowly, I began to accept it.
所以我就跟别人同样的讲话写信。
So I use the same words to speak to others or write letters.
基督徒写信最后都是问啊，写主内平安，对不对
？Very often when we write letters, we would say peace to you in Christ.
我有一次就给一个刚信主的同啊朋友也写信，最后写着主内平，交元联进账。
And then I wrote to a new believer, and at the end I say, write to you, Pastor Chu in Christ.
那后来他回我封信
，and he wrote back，
他也照样写
，he wrote the same，
但写的不大一样
，but then he wrote it slightly different。
他怎么写的
？What did he say？
主肉平安。
In Chinese he wrote the Lord's flesh。
啊，这个肉字啊，我写的太潦草了，他不懂，他以为是主的肉。
Because I wrote in Christ, and in Chinese, I wrote it very quickly, and it looked like the word flesh.
啊，我看这个问题很严重啊。
So I feel this is very important.
啊，后来就发现这句话有很深的意思。
And then I slowly come to realize these words have deep meaning.
很多人说宗教都是一样。
Many have commented all religions are the same.
你看见很多的用字确实不一样。
But you see that the terminologies are different.
在这里就看见基督教有一个特点。
Christianity is unique.
就是跟基督有关系的人。
Because it relates to someone who has a relation with Christ.
别的宗教你只要守规矩，跟他的教主的关系不是很重视。
Other religions emphasize the rules, it doesn't emphasize relation with someone who founded the religion.
但是我们基督徒，你守规矩，跟基督没有关系，你不是基督徒。
But if a Christian only obeys the rules but have no relation with Christ, you are not a Christian.
我已经讲过，保罗从前很有宗教的修养。
I've already spoken before, Paul used to be a very religious person.
但是跟基督没有关系。
But he has no relation with Christ.
他根本不是基督徒。
He was not a Christian.
根本是不认识神的人。
He did not know God.
那么我们基督徒跟基督的关系有三个阶段。
And for a Christian, there are three stages of knowing God.
这是我们每一个人都需要认识的。
We have to all...Understand this.
第一个关系
，the first，
就是与基督无关。
We have no relation with Christ.
那我们来看一看以弗所书第二章第十二节。
Let us turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. We will read verse 12.
我们一起来念。
Let us read together.
来。
Remember that at the time,
we were separate from Israel. 在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。所以
at that time we were separate from Christ.
我们对于很多的事情都愿意有关系。
In many things we want to have relations.
但是我们的天性呢，就是不愿意。
But in our original nature, we do not want a relation with Christ. All of us have this experience. We all know it's good to be a Christian, to know Christ.
不信.
But you are unwilling to commit.
好,
Even though it's good, I will not commit.
对于别的东西呢, 虽然不好, 一听就信。
Other things may not be good for you, and yet you take it right away.
我从前跟很多人传福音,
I spent a lot of time sharing the gospel with many.
啊, 最后说, 肖牧师, 就算你讲得对, 我还是不信。
Many responded, Pastor Chu, even though what you say may be true, I will not believe.
但是后来不久他打个电话给我。
Sometimes they would call me afterwards.
啊, 肖牧师, 我告诉你一件事。
Pastor Chu, I want to tell you this.
公鸡下蛋了。
The rooster laid an egg.
我说怎么会有这个事啊? 你怎么知道?
I said, how can this be?
他说我从香港看这个报纸登的消息。He
said, I saw this news in a newspaper from Hong Kong.
所以这个一看就信。He
would believe that a rooster would lay an egg.
但是基督徒的信仰就是对我也不信。
But then, even though he knew Christianity is correct, he will not believe.
我不是讲别人, 我过去也是这样。
I'm not speaking of others, I was the same.
我对于主, 基督耶稣有种天生的远离感。
My nature is to turn away from Christianity.
所以我从前最讨厌的就是传道人。
So in the past, I really hated the preachers.
吃饱饭没有事做。
Seemingly, they've had their fill of rice and nothing else to do.
现在也做了传道人。
I can't imagine that I would be a preacher today.
感谢主，是他改变了我。
But I praise the Lord, it's Him who changed.
我相信我们每一个人都可能有这样的一种感受。
I'm sure all of us may have the same experience.
甚至我们信主之后，还是有这个旧的天性，远离基督。
Even though we may have become a believer, we may still want to turn away from Christ.
但是感谢神,
but thank the Lord, He saved us.
那让我们进到一个新的阶段,
so that we enter into a new stage.
那就是在基督里,
and that is, we are now in Christ.
这就是我们在恩典中的一个很重要的一个改变。
This is a very important change in position for us in grace.
那么将来我们怎么样呢?
What about in the future?
我们基督徒的将来跟基督有什么关系呢?
What about our future with Christ?
我们来读一段圣经。
Let us turn to the scripture again.
我们来读腓立比书。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一章第二十三节，二十二节
，verse
22和23节
and 23，
我们一起来念
，let us read together。
但我在
，I am still on living in the body， this will mean fruitful labor，
成就功夫的果子，
yet
我就不知道该挑选什么， 我正在两难之间。
I desire to depart and be with Christ.
与基督同在, 因为这是好的无比的。 所以将来是什么呢?
So what about our future?
这是与基督同在。
And that is, we will be with Christ.
我们不要忘记。
Let us not forget.
我们 基督徒最后的最美的是什么？
What is our ultimate end? And that is
beautiful. 不光是上天堂。
Not only will we go into heaven.
那里有黄金街碧玉城。
Although there will be golden streets.
更重要的，在天堂里与这位爱我们的主同在。
More importantly, we will be with Christ who loves us.
这一位荣耀的爱我们的神永远同在。保罗说，好的无比。
To be with this glorious God who loves us, Paul says it's better by far.
这就是基督徒天堂观的特点。
And this is our important distinction in our view of heaven.
不光是地方好，我们在一起的人跟我们的主都是好的。
Not only is that place good, but more importantly, we will be with God.
请问你，你买了好的房子，里面住了个坏人，你喜欢吗？
Would you like it if you bought a very good house, but the person living in there was very bad?
啊，我们还是没有安息。
We will still have no peace.
照样的天堂美，更重要的是天堂里面的人美，我们的主最美的，与我们永远同在。
Yes, heaven is beautiful, but more importantly, the people there and God who is there are more beautiful.
既然是这样，
If that is so,
我们今天重点就是在基督里。
The important thing for us now today is to be in Christ.
在基督里这句话又有三个意思。
The words in Christ itself encompass three meanings.
就是我们今天要追求的三个不同的阶段。
And these signify three different stages that we need to seek after.
第一就是恩典的地位。
The first meaning is the position of grace.
我们的神把我们放在基督里，就放在一个恩典的地位上。
When God put us in Christ, that means we are now in God's grace.
我们从圣经里看见神起初创造了世界。
From the scriptures, we know that God first created the world.
也创造了人类祖先亚当。
He created our ancestor Adam.
亚当他犯罪。
But sadly, Adam sinned.
乃至亚当的子孙都在罪恶里。
And his descendants have sinful nature.
因为这是生命的传承。
Because this is how life propagates.
因此呢，我们看见不但人败坏了，这个世界也败坏了。
So not only are humans corrupted, the world itself is corrupted.
那么我们看见中国人好，美国人好，各样的人都有亚当那样子的性格为人。
Whether we're Chinese or Americans, we all have the nature of Adam.
神要拯救罪人。
And when God needed to save sinners,
要把新的生命给罪人。
To give us a new life.
那就是借着耶稣把新的生命给人。
He did it through our Lord Jesus giving us new life.
因此圣经里说耶稣是末后的亚当。
And that's why the scripture denotes Christ as the second Adam,
那个新人的开头
，a new beginning for humankind，
以至于把这些新人带到一个新的世界
，so that the new creation can enter into a new world。
所以神看人不是看你的肤色
，so when God looks at us, He does not see our skin color。
神看人乃是看你在哪一个开头的人里头
，He views us as。Which Adam do you belong to?
那是在老亚当里呢，还是在末后的亚当基督耶稣里呢？
Are you in the old Adam or the new Adam?
这是一个很重要的一个启示。
This is a very important revelation.
那如果我们从亚当里被搬到基督里，
that we are moved from Adam to Christ.
圣经说这是一个新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And the scripture characterizes this as, we are in Christ, we are a new creation.
我现在讲一个比方。
Let me give you an analogy.
我们中间很多人都没有经过第二次世界大战。
Many of you have not experienced the Second World War.
但是我们都知道这些人类的这个战争的这个记载。
But you are familiar with the history.
当这个日本投降的时候
When the Japanese surrendered.
弟兄姊妹，是不是我们中国人已经打到日本三岛去了？
Does that mean the Chinese have actually invaded Japan?
没有，对不对？
No.
还有很多的日本兵在我们中国。
There are still many Japanese soldiers in China at that time.
请问你，如果那个时候你走过日本兵的面前，你怕不怕？
But at that time, if you walk past a Japanese soldier, will you still be afraid?
怕不怕？
Will you be afraid? You said no.
他是个战胜国，你这不印花，你不怕？
If they were victorious, will you be afraid?
你不怕，因为你没有看见，所以你说不怕。
You say you're not afraid because you've never met them.
他要你鞠躬，你一定鞠躬。
If he asks you to bow, you better bow.
他要打你，你不敢回手。
If he hits you, you better not hit back.
但是有一天，你听广播说，天皇宣布日本投降了。
But then one day you heard on the radio the Emperor of Japan announced that they surrendered.
请问你，那个时候你经过日本兵，你怕不怕？
If you pass a Japanese soldier, then will you still be afraid?
如果你怕，你自找苦吃。
If you're still afraid, then you are creating trouble.
那个时候你就不怕了。
Because you shouldn't be afraid.
你跑过他的面前，可能骂他一下。
Even when you pass him, you can actually scold him.
甚至吐口水一下都可以。
You can even spit on him.
为什么？
Why?
并不是你的本领比他大。
It's not that suddenly you became more powerful.
因为你是站在一个战胜者的立场上。
It's because you are now the victorious one.
天皇宣布投降，所有的日本兵都站在战败的地位。
When the Emperor of Japan surrendered, all its soldiers of the empire became losers.
我们如果在战胜的地位上，我们心态就完全不一样。
And if we stand in the position of victors, then we have a different heart.
所以在基督里，这是一个恩典的地位。
So for us to be in Christ means a new position.
我们看见圣经里对于这个有很多次的启示。
And you can see in scriptures there are many revelations.
当旧约记在挪亚的时代。
When the Old Testament reminds us of the age of Noah.
神看见人败坏了。
God saw that the world was corrupt.
因此宣告他要审判人类，用洪水灭世。
He proclaimed judgment and that all creation will be destroyed by the flood.
但是他爱罪人。
But then he loved the sinners.
所以他吩咐挪亚造方舟。
So he commanded Noah to build an ark.
我们都相信这是可能的。
We believe that this is true.
就是挪亚盖方舟一定找很多工人来帮他盖，对不对？
If Noah were to build an ark, he would have asked many laborers to help him.
为什么？
Why?
因为他家只有八个人嘛。
There's only eight in his family.
还有四个女人，大概不会有大的力气哈。对不起，姊妹。
And of the eight, four of them are women and may not be much help in labor.
但是到洪水灭世的时候
，But when the flood came,
有几个人得救了
？How many were saved?
只有八个人。
Only eight.
这八个人就是挪亚一家的。
And those are all the family of Noah.
请问你那些？造方舟的故宫有没有得救呢
？So what about those laborers who helped build the ark？
所以不是你参与造方舟可以得救，你是在方舟里或是方舟外。
So the important thing whether you are saved is not whether you participating in building the ark, but whether you are in the ark or outside。
以色列人出埃及的时候
，Similarly when the Israelites left Egypt，
逾越界神命令的天使行刑埃及遍地。
During the night of Passover, the angel of death walked through Egypt.
但是有些人得救了。
Some were spared.
什么的？就是在他的门框上、门楣上涂血的人。
Those who have blood on the door's threshold.
那些在这个血里面的人啊，他们得救了。
Those who are within the blood's coverage were saved.
那些没有血涂在门框上的人，哪一个灭命的天使就临到了。
Those without blood on the door thresholds will meet the angel.
这就是预言主耶稣救恩的一个特点。
These are all pointing to the future salvation of Christ.
所以你看见一门之隔， 就有永生永死的分别。
So just by one door, you can go to eternal damnation or salvation.
平常的时候看不出来。
Ordinary, you would not see this.
但审判来的时候，在门里头，在门外头，就有永远不同的那个结局。
But when judgment comes, it's important to be in the door and not out the door.
所以我巴不得我们这个教会每一个人都是在基督里有真实地位改变。
And may all of us in this church have this true change in position in grace.
怎么能有这样的改变呢？
How can we have this change?
圣经里说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
The scripture teaches that we are saved because of grace and our belief.
不是你自己搬进来的。
It's not that you yourself moved in the
door. 你信主耶稣做你的救主。
When you trusted in the Lord as your Savior,
神就把你从亚当里搬到基督里。
God Himself moved you from the old Adam into Christ.
所以你的责任就是相信耶稣基督做你的救主。
So your responsibility is to trust in the Lord as your Savior.
立刻就是把你搬了家。
And then you will be moved.
我在大学二年级信耶稣。
I believed in the Lord during my second year in college.
啊，我们在学校里有团契。
And there's a fellowship in the school.
有一个弟兄很热心。
A brother was very zealous.
啊，比我先信耶稣。
He believed before me.
有一天我们做完礼拜回宿舍。
One day after church, we came back to the dormitory.
他忽然问我一个问题。
He suddenly asked me.
啊，叫弟兄，到底有没有神？
He said, Brother Chu, is there a God?
哇，大吃一惊！我说弟兄，你信主这么久，怎么还有这个问题啊
？I was totally amazed. I said, "Brother, you believe for so long. How can you still have this question?"
哎呀，真不好意思啊
！He said, "Oh, this is embarrassing."
在我里面很久了。
Yes, I've been in me for a long time.
我到礼拜堂做礼拜，听牧师讲到，怎会没有神呢
？I've gone to the church and listened to the preachers. How can there be no God?
但是回到宿舍啊，有三个唯物主义无神论的同学。
But then when I come back to the dormitory, there are three of my colleagues at college, and they all do not believe in God.
他们就讥笑我。
They make fun of me.
把那个无神论的道理跟我讲。
And they share with me their atheistic beliefs.
哎，我觉得也很有道理。
And I feel there's logic in what they say.
所以回到宿舍就没有神了。
So seemingly, when I come back to the dormitory, God is gone. There is God in the church, but when I come back to the dormitory, God is not there.
真是很困难啊，你帮助我一下。
So he said, can you help me?
那么我刚信耶稣，看了一本书。
I just believed and I finished reading a book.
那本书就是究竟有没有神。
And that book is there a God?
啊，把我的本意思拿出来帮助他。
So I shared this book with my friend.
刚刚讲了两点，他说你是本书讲过来的。
And when I shared with him, he said, "Oh, you're just quoting from the book."
你怎么知道
？How do you know?
我也看过这个书。
I've read this book too.
不解决问题。
It does not solve any problems.
那么我就说，你觉得这个书有没有道理呢
？So I said, "Do you believe there's truth in that book?"
啊，有道理啊。
He said, "Yes."
既然有道理啊，这个是魔鬼用这同学来动摇你信心啊。
So I said, if there's truth in this book, then Satan must be using your friends to move you.
要拒绝魔鬼啊。
So you have to refuse him.
哎呀，他说基督徒常常有着阿 Q 精神。
He said Christians are like, this is a Chinese saying, Mr. Q.
搞不懂的事都赖魔鬼。
If you cannot take care of the problem, you blame it on Satan.
不是魔鬼，是我啦。
It's not Satan, it's ourselves.
那怎么办呢
？So what do we do?
我的问题都本事都用光了。
I've exhausted my ability.
我就把他带到大学生的那个团这个传道人那里去。
So I brought him to the Christian worker among the college students.
找了一个英国牧师叫 Mr. Liberty, 自由牧师。
And this was an English missionary called Mr. Liberty.
啊，这个牧师啊，他用的方法跟我一样。
And he used the same method as I did.
又是用那本书。
He shared with him the book.
用完了以后说不要中魔鬼的诡计。
And at the end he said, "Do not fall into the trap of Satan."
哎呀，这个时间呢，我们这是觉得困难不能解决了。
So we feel helpless.
啊，有一个中国女传道出来了。
There was a lady preacher.
啊，弟兄，你不为什么面带愁容呢
？And she asked us, "How come there's sorrow on your face?"
我们就把这个过程告诉他。
And so we shared with her our stories.
这位姊妹就说，王弟兄，你怎么信耶稣的？
So the sister said, Brother Wong, how did you believe in Christ?
我读的是教会学校。
And he said, I went to a Christian school.
我去参加青年团契。
I joined a youth fellowship.
因为要学英文。
Because I wanted to learn English.
哦，参加上就看见是人不错，传道人也不错。
And then I started to like the people there and the preacher there.
啊，结果传道人问我要不要信耶稣受洗。
So when the preacher asked me, do you want to believe and be baptized?
哎，好，受洗，受洗，受洗。
I said, sure, why not?
后来就做基督徒了。
And so I became a Christian.
那个传道人说，你到底信耶稣？耶稣跟你关系怎么样？
And she continued and said, Brother Wong, you say you believe in Christ. What is your relation with Christ?
你有没有看见这位耶稣为你的罪死在十字架上？
Have you ever seen that this Christ have died for you for your sin?
你承认了啊，他担当你的罪，接受他的拯救呢？
Do you accept that he has took your sins and that you have accepted him as your savior?
啊，这个弟兄说，哎，好像没有哎。
And Brother Wong says, I don't think I've done that.
这个吕川道怎么说呢？
And so the sister said,
弟兄，我告诉你啊，主耶稣讲，我就是门呐。
Brother, let me tell you, Christ Himself says, I am the door.
从我进来的必然得救。
Those who enter through this door will be saved.
你不是从门进来的。
You did not enter through the door.
你进到教会是翻墙进来的。
You jumped through the wall into the church.
所以啊，你问题就在这里啊。
That's your problem right there.
如果你真要得救，今天就看见耶稣的十字架跟你的关系。
If you truly want to be saved, you need to understand the relation of Christ with
you. 口里认他为主。
You have to commit with your mouth.
承认你的罪。
Confess your sins.
神一定会拯救你。
And God will save you.
感谢神。
We thank God.
三个人就跪下来祷告。
So the three of us knelt down and prayed.
啊，这个弟兄最初祷告不出来。
And initially, this brother could not even pray.
因为要认罪祷告很困难的。
Because it's difficult to confess your sins.
后来传道说，主啊，开他的眼睛。
And then the sisters prayed and said, God, open his eyes.
让他看见你的大爱。
So that he can see your love.
这位弟兄终于祷告了。
And so he finally prayed.
主啊，我是个罪人。
God, I am a sinner.
感谢你为我的罪死在十字架上。
Thank you for dying for me on the cross.
我愿意接受你做我的救主。
I want to accept you as my savior.
他这一祷告就大哭起来。
And when he started to pray, he started to cry.
因为神的爱充满了他。
Because the love of God filled him.
所以他站起来就抱住我。
And then he stood up and embraced me.
我得救了，我得救了。
He said, I've got it.
那后来下个礼拜我们在学校里有做礼拜。
So next week we have worship at school.
做完礼拜大家要散走的时候
As we were about to leave the church
他就站出来弟兄姊妹不要走
He suddenly stood up and announced Brothers and
sisters 上个礼拜六发生一件事
Please don't leave because something happened on Saturday
啊，我要给你们做见证
I need to testify to you
我虽然做基督徒做了很久
Even though I've been a Christian for many years
我上礼拜的时候发现我是从拍墙堡进来的
But last week I discovered that I jumped through the wall into the church.
感谢主啊，上礼拜我从门进来了。
But now I entered through the door.
你们大家不要爬墙啊。
He said, don't climb through the walls.
啊，从那以后我就跟他分开，到现在五十几年。
I then lost touch with him for almost 5 decades.
一直到现在还互相通信。
But even today we still write to each other.
他是一个教会的长老。
He is now an elder in a church.
弟兄姊妹在共产党里头做长老是不简单的呀。
Brothers and sisters, it's not easy to be an elder in
the church under
communist rule. Do you see this change?
从前三个无神论的同学把他的神就拿掉了。
In the past, just 3 atheists will turn him away from God.
但是现在全中国都是唯物主义的思想，他能够站立得住。
But now he can stand firm even under the whole rule of China.
为什么？在基督里就是新造的人旧事已过都变成新的了
Because in Christ he is a new creation The past is no longer applicable
那么我们不但在基督里的地位改变
Not only is our position in Christ changed
我们也要在生活上改变
Our lives and conduct should also change
所以我们在基督里生活
So how do we live in Christ
时间的关系呢我就 跟你们提这一段圣经，你们回去看。
Because of time limitation, I can only refer you to the scriptures.
那就是在约翰福音第十五章一节到八节。
And that is Gospel according to John chapter 15, the first eight verses.
主说你们要藏在我里面。
Jesus there says, you have to be in me.
我也藏在你们里面。
And I will be in you.
你们要藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。
If you are in me, my words will be in you.
那这个就是我们地位改变之后应该有的生活，就是跟基督的关系深入。
And this teaches us that after we have a change in our position, our way of living should also change.
那这个改变就是在基督里。
And this is also a change in Christ.
那我记得去年六月我用过一个比方。
I believe that last year in June when I came, I gave you an example.
这里一瓶水,
you see this jar of water.
那这里一棵树,
you see this analogy of a tree.
这个树在水里面,
so the tree is in the water.
水在不在树里面呢?
Is the water in the tree?
在不在里面?
Is it in the tree?
它吸收进去了嘛,
yes, it is because you see that.
我上次拿一个贴的刀在里面就不一样了, 刀在水里面, 水不在。 刀里面,
but last time I also put a knife in it, and you can understand that the knife is in the water, but the water is not in the knife.
所以我们藏在基督里生活是什么意思呢? 主藏藏在你的里头，来安慰你，帮助你，扶持你。
So for us to be in Christ means Christ is always in you, encouraging you, comforting you.
有的时候，你心里头有神的话来提醒你。
And sometimes words will come to remind you.
不是神光在礼拜堂里,
it's not that God is only present in the church.
但是什么时候主都在你里头。
In whatever location, whatever time, God is in you.
中国乡下有一个诗歌,
and there is a hymn that's very popular among the farmers in
China. 来做礼拜像只羊,回到家里就变做狼。
Says that when you are in church, you are like a lamb, but when you go back, you become a coyote.
为什么在礼拜堂里好像在主的面前，回到家里就不在了？
Because seemingly God is only here in church and not at home.
如果主在你里面，这就是你有真实的生命。
But if God is in you, then you have the life of God.
有一个农人啊，他名叫 Peter.
There was a farmer called Peter.
非常小气。
He was a miserly person.
后来信主了。But
then he became a Christian.
有了改变了。And
there was a change.
天晚上他睡觉的时候,
one night before he went to bed,
隔壁的邻居啊, 来敲他的门。
His neighbor came and knocked on his door.
我来了一个亲戚啊, 他没有吃晚饭。
And he said, Peter, a relative of mine has just arrived and he has not had dinner yet.
我只有饭啊，没有菜给他吃。
I only have rice. I do not have anything else to offer him.
我看你墙上挂个火腿，切一点火腿给我，给他吃好不好？
I noticed that you had a ham hanging on your wall. Can you share some of that with me so that I can treat my relative?
他好好好好。
And Peter said, okay.
他就把火腿拿下来了。
He brought down the ham.
一边切的时候，这个刀子是切不下去。
He held the knife, but he couldn't cut it.
好像有个声音在他里头说，不要太多，不要太多。
Seemingly a voice inside him say, "Don't cut so much, don't cut so much."
突然他就叫起来了。
And then he shouted out,
"Peter,
Peter,
不要再讲话。
Shut up.
你再讲话，我切一半给他。
If you continue to speak, I will cut one half for him.
弟兄姊妹，为什么他有这个改变呢？
Why is there such a change in him?
因为他住在他里头，对不对？
Because God is in him.
所以你看见就有不同的那一种形式为人。
So you see, he is a new creation.
表明他真正的跟基督有关系了。
Because he truly had a relation with Christ.
所以将来你们夫妻吵架要学习这个榜样啊。
So if your husband and wife has an argument, you have to learn from this example.
不是要你太太闭嘴。
You do not tell your wife to shut up.
乃是说, 我自己闭嘴，那是很要紧啊。
Tell yourself to shut up.
啊，最后一个是什么呢
？And the third point.
那就是在恩典的目的。
And that is the purpose for us to be in Christ.
就是像基督。
And that is to be like Christ.
以弗所书第二章那里这么说。
Again, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 tells us,
啊，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。
We are his work, perfected in him.
所以神恩典最终的目的就要你让我像主耶稣基督。
So the ultimate purpose is for you and me to be like Christ.
这是恩典最大的荣耀。
And this is the greatest honor and grace that we have.
常常我们不了解这个。
And very often we do not understand it.
我们说信耶稣最好，将来上天堂。
We often say that if we believe in Christ, we can go to heaven.
我再说那是次要的。
Let me tell you that is not very important.
就是把我们这罪人变成基督耶稣的形象。
But to change us from sinners into the image of Christ.
啊，这个我有一次经验呢，特别深入在我心中。
And I have a somewhat of a profound experience in that.
我的儿子结婚了四年，终于有一天打电话给我。
My son's been married for 4 years, and one day he called me.
他说：“爸爸，你的媳妇有了，有了。
”He said, "Daddy, your daughter-in-law, I have to speak before him, has something."
我说很好很好，我等好久这个消息。
And I said, very good, I've been waiting for this news for a long time.
啊，再过几个月又打电话来了。
Several months later, he called again.
爸爸，生了，生了。
And he said, Dad, it's born.
那我马上问三个问题。
And I asked 3 questions.
第一个问题是什么
？What is the first question?
啊，是男是女哈
？Is it a boy or a girl?
你们太小看我了。
You've underestimated me.
我第一个问题是媳妇平安吗
？The first question is, how's my daughter-in-law?
光要孙子不要媳妇，这个不像好公公啊。
You can't just want the grandchild and not the daughter-in-law.
啊，他说，好好好，平安平安。
And he said, yes, she is well.
第二个什么问题啊
？What is the second question?
不敢讲了哈。
Now you dare not guess.
是男是女
？Is it a boy or a girl?
他说是女的
，and he said it's a girl
啊，很高兴
，very happy。
第三个什么问题
？What is the third question？
像谁
？What is the likeness？ The dad or the mom？
他说爸爸，有人说像你耶。
And he said, Dad, some have commented that my daughter looks like you。
哎呀，我已经差点昏倒。
I almost fainted。
我知道我是什么样子。
I know what I look like.
哎呀，是这个真是倒霉呀、
啊。That this is unfortunate for my granddaughter.
我不甘心，终于又下去看他们。
I didn't want to accept this, so I went down to visit them.
一看啊，真是像我。
When I saw that my granddaughter, indeed, she looks like me.
不过我还在祷告啊。
But I continue to pray.
你为什么难过啊
？Why are you so sad?
你是不是世界上最坏的人啊？
Are you the worst in the world?
像你有什么不好呢
？Why is it so bad that she looks like you?
啊，将来也做传道人不是很好吗
？Maybe in the future she will also be a preacher like you.
啊，忽然之间我想到一个问题。
And suddenly I thought of this.
为什么我不喜欢我的孙女像我
？Why is it I did not like my granddaughter to be like me in appearance?
我长得很难看。
Because I am not beautiful to look at.
我很喜欢把全世界最好的都给她，对不对
？Because I want to give the best in the world to her.
最好的不光是相貌啊
，But it's not just how you appear.
如果是我是全世界最美的男人，但是最坏的男人，这是很危险的。
Even if I'm the most handsome man in the world, but if I'm the worst in the world, then her having my same appearance will be no good.
如果是我是全世界最美的，也是最聪明的、最良善的、最有本事的，全部给她，这只是我最大的愿望，对不对
？If only I was the most beautiful, the wisest, the best in everything, and I can give all this to her.
哇！我忽然之间就想起神爱我。
But then suddenly I recall God loves me.
他给我什么?
What did he give me?
他不但给我世界各样的享受,
not only did he give me such enjoyment from the world,
他把他的儿子给我们,
more importantly, he gave his only son to us. So that we as sinners can be like his son.
哎呀,对于神的爱, 我真是敬拜, 我几乎要俯伏,
when I saw this truth of God's love, I almost prostrated myself to worship him.
对于神的大爱, 哎呀, 传道这么久,
I have shared about the love of God in so many different ways, and yet finally I have a real understanding.
所以我心中感谢神,
so I started to praise God in my heart. And I returned to my own church. Many brothers and sisters came to congratulate me.
啊,
now you are granddad.
后来有个姊妹就问,
and one sister invariably asked,
我说,
what does the granddaughter look like?
像我啊?
I said, she looks like me.
有个姊妹突然说, 哎呀, 糟糕!
And one person responded saying, oops.
后来他们说, 对不起, 对不起, 我不是有心讲的。
And then they apologized and said, I did not mean that.
我说, 姊妹告诉你, 就是有心讲, 我也不开, 我也不难过。
I said, sister, I will not be hurt even though you truly meant it.
我很喜欢我的孙女像我。
Because now I see it's good that my granddaughter
is
because she can be a good Christian.
啊, 我从心里讲的,
and I spoke from my heart.
感谢神,
thank God.
这个孙女现在已经17岁了,
she is now 17.
她读书很好,
she's a very good student.
更宝贝的, 她愿意服侍主。
More preciously, she wants to serve God.
她放暑假, 放寒假, 都到 homeless people那里传福音。
Whenever she has a vacation time, she spends time sharing the gospel with the homeless.
啊, 常常愿意参加这个短线的工作。
And she loves to participate in short-term mission work.
所以我为这个缘故, 我感谢神。
And because of this, I thank the Lord.
所以, 今天我愿意把神那个, 这个救恩啊, 基督你这个意思跟大家分享。
That's why I want to share with you this important truth to be in Christ.
这个教会,
so that our church
不是有人, 仍然是与基督无关, 这样的地位, 这样的地位,
I don't want anyone in this church to be in a position with no relation with our Lord.
让我们真是在基督里生活,
let us all truly be in Christ.
真正的有地位改变,
a change in our position.
真正有生活上的改变,
a change in how we live,
还有追求目的的改变,
and to change our purpose in life.
祷告,
let us pray.
主我们真是感谢赞美你,
Lord, we thank and praise you.
你给我们的救恩何等的浩大,
the salvation you provided is so immense.
是我们眼睛未曾看见, 耳朵未曾听见, 那心里也未曾想到,
something we have not seen or heard or thought about in our heart.
主啊, 帮助我们弟兄姊妹能够了解你的心,
Lord, help us to understand your heart.
让我们真是在基督里追求,
so that we are truly in Christ.
我们在基督里成长,
so we grow in Christ.
让你的美意成全在我们中间,
so that your purpose be fulfilled in us.
让这个教会每一个弟兄姊妹都天天活在基督里,
may everyone in this church be daily living in Christ.
让我们的行事为人都一天心思一天更像我们的主,
so that every day we became more like Christ.
让基督的荣耀,
so that he will be glorified.
我们这样祷告奉主的圣名,
we pray in the holy name of our Lord.
Amen.